In this bulletin, Victorian authorities investigate a coronavirus cluster at an aged care home, Federal Labor MP Mike Kelly resigns from Parliament, and in sport, questions remain over when professional football will be safe to resume in Europe. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian authorities are investigating a new cluster of coronavirus cases linked to a Melbourne aged care facility. Health officials are conducting tests at the site and say they're confident they can respond quickly. Minister for Ageing Luke Dunallan says an inquiry is being done to determine the exact numbers of the new outbreak.
It's very early on, so I'm a little bit reluctant to make prognosis of how management has managed residents there without actually knowing what's gone on.
Two dozen staff at a hospital in Melbourne's west have also entered quarantine after a patient tested positive to COVID-19. Relatives of residents at Anglicare's Newmarch House are demanding improved communication after a dozen coronavirus-related deaths at the facility. The Sydney aged care home has been in lockdown since late March, with the operators warning there could be more fatalities. About 80 residents remain at the nursing home, and family members remain concerned about the quality of care and contact. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the patient's wishes should be a priority.
Communication with family at this critical time needs to be strong. I know there's been further discussions yesterday with all of the agencies and the facility, and I'm hoping to see improved communications with family and loved ones.
The Tasmanian government has released its report into the Northwest coronavirus outbreak, linking the spread to the Ruby Princess cruise ship. The state has recorded 219 cases and 12 deaths, with the report confirming infections from the ship spread to the Northwest Regional Hospital. Premier Peter Gutwin says the report isn't an excuse to lay blame on anyone, but he admits there are lessons to be learned.
It's a stark reminder to us that this virus moves quickly, that this virus, once somebody has been infected, can demonstrate no symptoms at all.
The national coronavirus death toll in Australia stands at 91 after the death of a Tasmanian woman yesterday. Federal Labor MP Mike Kelly has resigned from Parliament after speculation about his future. Mr Kelly's departure will trigger a by-election in his New South Wales seat of Eden Monaro, which could be a three-cornered contest. He says health issues led to his decision to leave the public service after 36 years because he can no longer fully commit to the role.
I really do regret, and it has broken my heart to have to do this. It's gut-wrenching, as I have said. And I wouldn't be doing it if it just wasn't absolutely necessary to do it now.
New York's mayor has defended his criticism of Jewish community members who attended a tightly packed funeral during the coronavirus outbreak. Police have accused mourners of gathering at the funeral service on Tuesday night, putting lives at risk after they ignored social distancing rules. It's believed hundreds of people went to the funeral for a rabbi who reportedly died from COVID-19, and Mayor Bill de Blasio dispersed the crowd.
The notion that people would gather in large numbers, and even if they didn't mean to, would spread a disease that will kill other members of the community is just unacceptable to me. So we have to do something different.
A US health official says a study into the antiviral drug remdesivir has demonstrated positive results for coronavirus patients. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says the drug stops an enzyme used by COVID-19. The research into the drug, which emerged a decade ago, involved more than 1,000 people in hospital and a placebo trial. Dr. Fauci says the findings show a 31% improvement, which proves a drug can block coronavirus.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. This is really quite important for a number of reasons, and I'll give you the data. It's highly significant.
In sport, the Union of European Football Associations medical chief says it's possible to restart leagues despite FIFA's medical committee recommending a pause until September. The Dutch and French football leagues have ended their seasons, while Italy's sports minister has flagged a similar decision for its players. On Wednesday, Vincenzo Spadafora said Italy's Serie A championship was unlikely to resume this season. The World Football Governing Body's medical boss says it's too early for players to be coming into contact with each other amid the coronavirus pandemic. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 22 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, showers increasing and 15 degrees. Hobart, rain and 15. Canberra, rain at times, 13. Wollongong, a possible storm, 22. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, a possible late storm, and 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31, and Darwin, sunny, and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.